Tim Roy along with Tom Tolbert, and not the way the Warriors wanted to open this building, but it is what it is, and the Warriors as a group are still learning each other, and as a group they have a lot of youth. They went from being one of the oldest, if not the oldest team in the association, to like the fourth youngest team in the league, and that means you're going to have some growing pains, and you're going to have some tough nights.
Well, it's funny because Steve would say occasionally over the last couple years when they ran into a little speed bump or lost a couple games in a row, he'd say, well, this is the real NBA. We're kind of experienced the real NBA. I would humbly disagree in that, though. I think the last 3 years, the Warriors never experienced the real NBA. That's how good they were. Now they're going to have to experience it. Now they're going to have to work through some growing pains. They're going to have to accept that there will be mistakes out there. Not accept the mistakes, but accept there's going to be some, and they're just going to have to figure out a way to hang in there. And look, they're going to be down anyway. But you lose Clay, and you forget about Andre and KD for a second. They traded and left. But this is a guy that's still on your team that's hurt and could make a huge difference. So they're going to have to find scoring other than Russell and Curry. Russell and Curry are going to have to try to score more efficiently. Russell was 20 points on 16 shots. Steph was 23 on 20 shots. Remember, the last few years, Steph would get 23 on 12 shots or 32 on 15 shots. I mean, that's just the way he went about it. But you're looking at a lot of guys who are either rookies or haven't gotten a lot of time over the last couple of years with the various teams they were on. So it's going to be tough this year. I still think they can win games. I still think they can make the playoffs. I'm not going to judge them by this game because I think this might be the best team in the NBA. And they're not even healthy. They don't even have Paul George back. You get right. Paul George back, I mean, my goodness gracious. So they're just going to be another team. And they haven't been another team. They've been the team for so long. And now they're going to have to just figure out different ways to win because talent alone isn't going to get it done for them like it has in the past.
And you mentioned, you know, the great lines that we were looking at and even giggling about a couple of years ago with the Warriors and some of the lines that Draymond would have.
Oh yeah,
Clay. And then tonight, well, the shoe's on the other foot. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard, one of the most efficient performances we've ever seen against the Warriors. 21 minutes, he was 9 of 17 in the field, 5 boards, 9 assists. Plus 27, 21 points.
Yeah. No, and he it wasn't even a monster game from him. It was just a ruthlessly efficient game. I mean, Patrick Patterson hit some threes.
Did you just use a Monty Python line?
Did I?
I think, yeah, the Inquisition. We're ruthlessly efficient.
Okay, well, there you go. Hey, yay me.
We have five weapons.
The bench. I mean, they dropped 60 against the Lakers. Tonight, let's just count. We won't even count the 9 points they got in garbage time. They got 59. So here you go. They're pretty efficient. Yeah. Pretty efficient and pretty consistent. 60 and 59. So, yeah, they're going to be a handful. They're, you know, 9 deep right now. They'll be 10 deep when Paul George comes back. But, you know, the Warriors, they're just going to have to find out who they are, how they play. Do they want to play really fast? Do they want to slow it down a little bit? Do they want to shorten the game up a little bit? I just really think their defensive deficiencies are going to be hard to overcome. You got to have some of these guys on the court because they can score, but they're not necessarily what you'd call anywhere close to premium defenders. So, I find it fascinating what they're going to be now. We've known what they're going to be for a long time. This year is just going to be a different type of year, and it can be frustrating. I think I threw my pen more tonight than I did the last year I did games with you.
You were throwing the pen a little bit tonight.
I was.
Get that going.
Well, I just I hate the easy layup dunks.
Right.
And there's no effort. Nobody's rotating. No one's paying attention. Those are the things that drive me nuts.
That's the part that has to get corrected. You can understand. You know, if Jordan Poole's matched up on Lou Williams and Williams takes him to school, well, Lou Williams does that to everybody.
Yeah.
He does it to veterans, okay? You can understand that part of the equation. But you're right. The straight line drives for a dunk and people are watching from the weak side. That stuff, and I think that's stuff that they can show to him on film and say, look, that's just unacceptable.
Yep.
That's not professional. Now, before we get to a couple things with the Warriors, Clippers, what do you think? What do you like?
No, I love their versatility. I really do. And we were talking to Landry Shaman at the end of the game. I love the pieces, how they fit together. You got your superstar, your stud, do-it-all Kawhi Leonard. Patterson's a grizzled vet, tough guy, can play some defense for you, can switch out on pick and rolls for you, can also hit corner threes. Zubats is a nice player. He probably going to play, even though he starts, probably 17, 18, 19, 20 minutes a night. But he can finish down low for you, set some picks, be physical. Beverly's your pest. Shamit's a guy that can just drill shots.
Yeah.
I mean, he just can flat shoot it. And then you're like, whew, that's a lot. And then you're like, all right, coming off the bench, Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams. And you have your bruiser and your ultimate professional scorer in Lou Williams. And Harrell is one of the most efficient guys in the league because he knows who he is.
Now, tonight they combined for 40 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds.
40 points on 20 shots.
Yeah, 13 of 20 in the field, and they were 13 of 16 from the free throw line.
Yeah. I mean, they're really, really – and again, when I talk about complementary pieces, those guys are perfect coming off the bench because they do exactly the opposite things, and they just mesh. So, no, I think this is a really, really good basketball team. And, again, it'll play out over 82 games, 80 more for them. They start off 2-0. But I really – if I had to pick a team to win a championship, this is a team I'd pick.
So, tonight – couple of things with the Warriors. Again, they lost wire to wire, and they lost by 19 points. But I saw a couple of things tonight I really liked. Eric Paschal can play.
Yeah.
He can play in this league.
You can see the game isn't too fast for him. When you watch guys play, the game gets sped up sometimes for him. And in their head, it's moving way too quickly for him. You could tell for him the game didn't seem too fast for him. There are a couple of times I would have liked to have seen him pull the trigger on a 15-footer when he was wide open instead of looking to pass. But that'll come. That's understandable. But you watch the way he plays defense on the weak side. He's in the right position. And what he does offensively usually makes the pass to the right player, usually makes the right decision. And that's really all you can ask for. I mean, you want productivity, obviously, but you want guys, their decision-making, to be sharp. And sometimes that's tough the first game of the season for a rookie, and I thought he looked really good.
And I love the decisive play on the offensive end from Jacob Evans. You know, he made four threes all of last year. He made four tonight and looked very comfortable. Didn't hesitate. Yep. And if he can do that, I mean, he's not going to get you 14 every night.
Yeah.
But if he can do that and be a guy that they have to account for, then you put him out there with Steph and with D'Angelo Russell, then that's going to make the Warriors a harder team to guard.
Well, that's what you want. When those guys are out there, you want guys that can just make shots. You don't got to do a lot. Just make shots. Just get in the open spots and bang home a three or two. I think if he can do that, he can really be useful because you can tell he's got the length. He can get after you defensively. But that's what they're going to be looking for. Until Burks comes back, they're going to be looking for guys that can get them. Can you give me 12, 13 points on 6 shots? Can you be efficient? And you don't want to have to grind Russell and Steph down night in and night out where you're like, guys, we need you to get us 50. If you don't get us 50 between the two of you, we don't have a chance to win the basketball game. That can't be it. You got to have other guys that can step up and get you 20 occasionally or 18, something like that. So, I mean, they did have Evans with 14, Paschal with 14. Robinson, the third, came on with 13 late. Draymond had 11. So they did have a few guys that scored in double digits. Not super efficient, but not bad. But that's what they're going to need. Can you find that one or two guys you say, okay, you know what? I trust these guys to make plays for us.
Well, first night, Chase Center. Beautiful building.
Yeah.
Packed crowd, obviously. 18,064, which is a number that – it's interesting. They building Chase Center, they actually put less seats in here than Oracle, and I thought that was interesting. Most people when they build a new building they add seats.
Yeah,
but they wanted to make it more intimate, and I think we saw that tonight. We didn't have a lot of moments where it got really loud during the game, but you could see it. You know, at times when the Warriors were making runs, I think this place has a chance to have a really good atmosphere. So,
well, if it had got really loud, we would have had a drug test. Everybody, it's like, what are you guys getting loud for? You're getting beat by 20. Are you guys just nuts? Let's save it for the appropriate time. No, it just I'm curious to see that myself when they have a run going in the second half and, you know, they hit like three or four threes in a row. I want to see what this crowd can do. It certainly looks like an intimate building. Like, I like the intimacy of it. As you mentioned early in the broadcast, the low roof to keep the sound in. And this kind of goes up instead of out, which I appreciate with buildings. I like buildings that go up. It just seems like you're more on top of the court, and I like it. I've always said the old, I don't even know what it's called anymore, but the old Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis was one of my favorites because of the intimacy they had in the building. And I put a premium on that. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a really cool place.
And like that building, this was built for basketball.
Yep.
You know, there's no hockey in here. It's the seats down there are ready for hoop. They're not going to be moved out for hockey. So that and nothing against hockey, but if you put hockey and basketball in the same building, you don't get that intimacy that you get in a strictly basketball building. Now, what I would love is we had a hand-operated scoreboard. That would be really good, but that's okay.
Wow. You're going to go back to the 40s.
We will see you next week when the club comes back. Jim Barnett's going to be with me in Oklahoma City and in New Orleans, and hopefully the Warriors can grind out a couple of wins there. It'll be interesting to see both of those teams because they're vastly different than what they were a year ago. So looking forward to that.
I'm leaving it to you.
All right.
Come home with a couple of W's.
Nice job.
All right.